It's day two of the 133rd Lincolnshire Show 2017, and the first interviewee has to be chorister extraordinaire Sue Royce.
Good morning, Alex. Hope the voice holds out. Yesterday was very, very busy. So.
Was it all the excitement of actually shouting at the broke BMX bikers and things? Was responsible for the voice being a little bit throaty today?
No, it was. I suppose so, but it was all the interviews and all the people we were talking to, and the weather was glorious. So it was very dry on the showground. So no, you know, very important to keep hydrated. And I don't think I maybe drank enough water yesterday, so a little throaty. But I'm sure everything will be fine.
Well, of course, because how else would the Lincolnshire Poacher and many other classic favourites be delivered in the likely rain of the Lincolnshire Grove Round later on today? Share with us, why are you dressed so glamorously and why will Ed Wellman be so proud to see you turned out today?
Well, we've been working very, very hard in conjunction with the Lincoln Choral Society and the University of Lincoln Choir, and we've put together a little half an hour stint, and we're going to be singing on the bandstand at the far end by the co-op, and I'm sure that the weather will hold out. Our singing won't make it rain. We should be optimistic.
You'll be singing in the rain, obviously.
Maybe, but it'll be worth it, I'm sure. Yeah, there's some really good tunes that we're going to be singing, including things like Hallelujah by Len Cohen. And of course, it wouldn't really be right and proper without the Lincolnshire Poacher, so we're going to be singing that as well.
Indeed, of course, that's a song, not an advisory. You'll be listening to this, dear listener, probably via podcast, so if Sue says it's happening at 11 o'clock and 2 o'clock, that'll mean nothing to you. But just to actually let you know that this is part of the university choir, which of course is getting more and more of a good reputation throughout the region.
Yes, it started from small things, maybe 2 or 3 years ago. It's made up of members of the community, but mainly academics, students, technical support teams from the university.
Is Finn Pollard in there still?
Yes, he is, yes, and very good he is too, yes. And we all work very hard during the term. We meet up once a week and we have a great time, learn repertoire that maybe some of us have not learned before, or maybe revisited repertoire that for us a little in the tooth like me have sung before, but it's always nice to revisit, and I never tire of it. It's singing is a wonderful thing, and if you can get involved in a community choir such as the University of Lincoln Choir or Bishop Grotes Choir or many of the other choirs in the district, it's well worth it. It's really good fun.
And just finally, if people are wishing to follow the University of Lincoln Choir in particular on social media, where should they go?
Well, on Twitter, if you type into the search bar University of Lincoln Choir, you will find us. And same on Facebook. If you type in University of Lincoln Choir, we have a Facebook page and we have a Twitter page. So come and have a look and see what's on there. And if you want to have any more information, you can get into contact with us that way.
Well, Sue has actually been busily ensconced tagging things, which is the way forward. Ben, it's coming to the final day of your first ever midweek drive experience as far as a location reporter has been concerned. What have been your thoughts?
I've actually been thoroughly enjoying it, to be honest. Obviously, the weather's not meant to be as great as yesterday. Whilst yesterday was good, it was still quite warm, humid warm, which isn't always pleasant, but nevertheless, the activities have been thoroughly enjoyable. The people have been absolutely lovely and very, very hospitable over in Lincolnshire Show. I'm looking forward to another day of meeting people and finding out new stories.
And clearly you took the bullet of interviewing a fine footballer from Lincoln City, despite the FA Cup result, as a Brighton follower. Good news, of course, today we're going to try and secure, hopefully, a little piece with one of the Cowleys.
Yes, I heard news yesterday about Mr. Cowley's, Danny Cowley, his appearance with the trophy. They had the trophy down there yesterday, but the trophy will be down there again today, but Mr. Cowley will be turning up around mid-morning, I believe. I need to obviously confirm that.
That will be with the wonderful Carter Communications people.
Yes, and then from there we'll take that further and perhaps interview him and, even as a Brighton fan, get his views on Brighton's immigration.
And if you're interested, there will be various bonus things going up as well, so you will constantly have a reflection on the Lincolnshire Show. And don't forget, of course, you can always use the southsidebroadcasting.podbean.com site to access audio from the Lincolnshire Shows going back nigh on a decade. It's always fantastic to touch base with our wonderful University of Lincoln folk, and I'm saying that not because I'm part of the University of Lincoln, but because it's a chance to say hello to Claire Mann. How are you, Claire?
Well, thank you. How are you?
Very good indeed. Now, looking around once again, I think that the events team has done us proud with obviously great industry links, great teaching, great research. As Ellie Sample said yesterday, you know, clearly the fact that we're in the top 10 for teaching quality, teaching excellence, is a big testament to the success story that the University of Lincoln actually is.
Yeah, absolutely. As a staff member, I've been with the university about 9 years now, and I just think what we do is fantastic. And what you can see on the stand here is that we've got everything from fingerprinting, where children can come in and make a key ring, and it kind of shows them the kind of the sciencey side of what we do. We've got conservation, which is the kind of restoration, conservation of historic objects and buildings, which is the fantastic work we do in the College of Arts. And then the really kind of futuristic stuff with the Oculus Rift in the corner, where they can put on the virtual reality goggles. I mean, it's just a whole world of kind of technology out there that's just so exciting for the youngsters.
Well, certainly looking ahead, we've already talked at length with Carenza Lewis and Lincoln Lights, which of course Lincoln get hold of technology and science. As I mentioned earlier yesterday, and a reminder, we've got about a dozen podcasts that we've been producing for Sion FM with academics who'll be explaining some of the excitement of that, which will be released gradually over the whole thing. You've got, of course, the Lincoln Literary Festival, which is coming up as well, which is also anchored by a range of folk and supported actively by the university. I know, Claire, sometimes they don't even tell you what's happening, so there we are. And, of course, clearly what we've got here is a wonderful celebration of the great things there. But for the benefit of people who are listening to this, they're listening online, they might be sort of saying, okay, fine, the University of Lincoln is doing some great stuff from that point of view. You already mentioned that, and some of the great things that are actually on offer. What's your own favourite? I mean, I might be asking you just a question. Would you say you're looking at the industry links? Would you say you're looking at teaching? What would you say? And presumably, you'd also say whatever. Come along to an open day.
I think the student experience. I've attended some alumni events, and when you talk to our previous students, and they just have this love for the university. And I mean, I can't speak for other kind of graduates from other universities, but I know our graduates kind of genuinely have this connection with the university, which shows me that we're doing something right when they're here. And you know, we really look forward to keeping that connection through the alumni network as well. You know, and hopefully they'll come back and do their masters with us, so the relationship continues.
And you've clearly got a perfect view here of the main ring, the Grand Circle, which you didn't have back in the day when you were in the Education Centre, etc. Have you managed to have a chance to avail yourself of the excitement of the show, or is it a case of no, I am Claire Mann, I'm dedicated completely to the University of Lincoln, and if I didn't stay here, well, you know, it just wouldn't be the right thing.
I am definitely going to, in my lunch break, have a little walk round. I am a local village girl, so you know, I know some of the local stands and the people that work locally, so I'm going to go and say hello to some people that I know.
And have you met, we talk about postgraduate courses, have you met our very own Sue Rice, who indeed did the postgraduate the MA in Community Radio, and look at her now.
Hello, nice to meet you.
Yes, you too, Claire. Nice what name to the face for a change.
So, of course, currently being a range of sort of activities. In fact, you've been on reporter duty for us yesterday and today, and, of course, you're off to be part of the University of Lincoln Choir in a few moments. I mean, Claire, have you ever considered joining the choir at the university?
I'd clear the room.
Sue, how can we talk Claire into joining the choir?
It's great fun, and it's not about necessarily holding a tune really well. It's about just enjoying yourself.
I think I would be far more detrimental than bringing anything positive to
your choir. You'll stick to karaoke in the Swan on a Friday night, okay?
I still think, Claire, after 9 years at the university, you know, to mark the next decade, I think you should consider this as a challenge for 2018. Join the university choir.
We'll maybe put that down to a bit of experience in the future, maybe.
The great thing about returning to exhibitors after you've seen them on the preview day and the sense of exhaustion that sets up when they've been, you know, getting the whole thing working overnight, etc., is it just looks magical. And you brought us back where, Ben?
We brought us back to the RAF Lancaster sort of restoration project that Martin has with us today, half the front cockpit that he built over the course of 8 years.
Now, Martin, many of us have already commented on the extraordinary story of your father discovering the exact same bomber that you flew out of all the opportunities and so on. How has the show been going for yourself?
Yes, it's been going fine. We had a lot of people on board yesterday, including one lady that was only on board for a few minutes, really, because she sat in the navigator station and then burst into tears. Because her late father was a navigator on Lancaster's, was shot down and spent the rest of the war in a prisoner of war camp. So for her to sit in his sole crew station really brought that to life for her.
We'll bring on board Sue Rice here. Sue, you just come around and join our little scenario here. I know you're not necessarily dressed as a member of the Lincolnshire Choir to actually get into a cockpit at present, but yeah, that's a different line. Thoughts for yourself?
It looks just on first glance, because I wasn't here yesterday, so I didn't see it. It looks absolutely marvellous. What sort of challenges did you face when you were trying to restore the cockpit?
Well, firstly, it's getting all the pieces of equipment for it. It's also a problem with redesigning it for the fabrication element. For example, the canopy, there's 280 Avro blueprint drawings to create that, so that's a piece of engineering on its own. So really, it's quite a monumental achievement in terms of the engineering alone, but also in terms of obtaining the parts that are all very, very rare and difficult to get hold of now.
Yeah. So do you take this around all over the country, or is it just predominantly within Lincolnshire and surrounding counties?
We mainly keep it within Lincolnshire, although we are straying further afield. This year we're off down to the Royal International Air Tattoo at RAF Fairford, and then next year we're scheduled to go to Buckingham Palace, because next year it's the 100th anniversary of the formation of the RAF. And they're planning to fly 100 aircraft over Buckingham Palace, and we've been asked if we can be on the ground at Horseguards Parade for it.
Fantastic news and very good for that. Now, Ben, have you taken the opportunity to get into the cockpit yourself?
No, but I would love to go in there, take a couple of photos myself, and post it on the Siren Twitter page if anyone listening wants to.
Is that okay with you, Martin?
Yeah, that's fine.
Ben's okay to actually go up there, ascend, and do the whole routine. Okay, Ben, off you go.
Will do. Thank you.
And Martin, once again, absolute delight, a genuine pleasure, inspirational, I have to say. The time has finally arrived, Ben, where the long-awaited debut of photographer extraordinaire Stuart Wilde on the Siren and Southside Airwaves is about to happen. People have said, never, he's too busy, you'll never catch hold of him, he'll just run for the hills if he sees you. But he's here.
We've got him. We've managed to pinch him away from the monkey in his little car.
Pinched away quite literally with the monkey. Stuart, how are you?
Like a Sasquatch sighting or something like that. Is that what it is?
You blend in so easily,
well,
Stuart.
Of course, yeah. 6 foot 8 man with two cameras around his neck. Well, it's my debut today. I was here yesterday, but my debut today, obviously.
Talk about this interview, Stuart.
Oh, well.
How long have we known each other, and yet we haven't shared the microphone until today?
I feel we've...
Sherry has gone, Stuart.
I feel our relationship's moved up a level now.
So, let's move on.
Candle lit dinner next.
Steady. We have been blessed with a whole range of wonderful sort of things already on the Lincolnshire Show. It's day two today. I think we might have a little bit of rain later on, but what are your thoughts as a photographer?
Today it's a lot nicer because people are not frying, and the light's not too contrasting and harsh. It's nice and even light. People are more likely to stop, which they are doing today. And there seems to be a few more people here early on than there was yesterday. So hopefully we're in for a good day.
Now, for the benefit of the completist and the photographic expert, could you describe the camera that you're using?
Yes, well, I've got two cameras on me at the minute. I've got Nikon cameras, and I've got one Nikon D800 and one Nikon D700 with two different lenses, a zoom lens and a wide lens. So basically I'm covered. I see some photographers walking around with big bags on their backs, and I just think, I don't know how you do that. I like to travel like ninja photography.
Exactly. In fact, Ben's just been occupying that in the front seat of a Lancaster bomber.
Yeah, on the far side, a very lovely gentleman called Martin, who was a front-end Lancaster bomber. He built over the course of 8 years as a result of his dad's triumph as a Lancaster pilot. He's got some fantastic stories.
Absolutely.
I'll go see him later, yeah.
Really good stuff. And Stuart, how many shows have you clocked so far? I mean, this is the 133rd, obviously, so I'm estimating, about 90?
Yes. I'd love to say that. This is cheeky boy. You'll pay for the wine at that meal now. It's the
public relations colleagues, I feel, Stuart. Public relations colleagues.
It's the fourth one for me. I love it. I think it's great. It's something to look forward to as well. It's a nice day. It's an excuse to get your shorts on as well.
Well, keeping the University of Lincoln theme going, of course, indirectly, we see Alice, the social networker, obviously in very exciting mode there. She managed to find her way in it after we, thanks to Sue Royce, actually navigated her from the entrance. She was lost, bless her.
Oh, right.
YouTubers, generation, snowflake.
Oh, exactly. Rubbish. That would involve speaking to somebody to ask where I was. So...
texted. Sorry, Alice. It's all right. Shh. Right.
It's okay.
And finally, how can people...
You can hashtag that. It's all right. It's fine. Hashtag upset. It's no problem. I think there's a safe space over there somewhere. So next to the one-stop dog shop. So we'll be all right.
For people who wish to get in touch with Stuart Wild Photography, because I'm sure there are many, is there a website that people can go to?
Yes, there is. It's my name. It's my name, Stuart Wild, S-T-U-A-R-T, Wild, W-I-L-D-E, photography.com.
And I have to ask the question, which has been really sort of worrying me for, well, not worrying me, but perturbing me for the last 4 years, really, Stuart. Any relation to Marty or Kim?
Sadly not.
I feel as though another chapter in our relationship has been developed. One of the key things we like to do at Siren FM and Southside Broadcasting Course is connect with some of our other freelance colleagues in the press, and we've got the awesome Ben Skipper with us now. Ben, how are you?
I'm very well. How are you, sir?
Very good indeed. Now, you are a freelance photographer. You've got your NEUJ pass, etc., specialising in equine materials. So how's it shaping up for you?
It's been a good show. There's a lot going on. This morning, for example, I was able to go down to the farrier competition, which is being run near the countryside stand. We had 8 teams of farriers and 4 very nervous-looking horses waiting to be shot. Yesterday's... private drives and scurry racing were phenomenal. It was an excellent turnout. Highlights being a private drive with a little Shetland pony, whose name I've completely forgot. But he came away with 3 rosettes. Might have been some favouritism going on there, I don't know. But he won my heart anyway.
Well, I must admit, we followed the Shetland Pony Grand National through its various iterations. We had Bramham earlier this year, which sadly was a little bit rainy this time around. Burley, we've got coming up. Of course, there's badminton. Obviously, this is the Lincolnshire show. Where does your passion for equine photography take you? I mean, do you cover, say, the Kentucky, the Bramham, the Burleys and so on?
It's mainly the internationals. This year I've been quite...
4-star events.
Yeah, the 4-star. I'm actually following a 2-star rider at the moment, a lady called Sammy Oliver, and she's doing exceptionally well. We've done a couple of internationals. We've done Belton. We've done... one near Northampton.
Yes, there are. It's as well.
Yeah. Been there.
A busy year.
It's been a busy year, and it's going to get busier. And then, of course, when the end of the sort of eventing season, you then run into other things. Point-to-point season has just finished. That'll be soon getting us, you know, underway again, leading to the hunt season.
So after we wrap up the 133rd Lincolnshire show, where do you head off to after this?
I will be living the dream at the Festival of Hunting at Peterborough in mid-July, taking photographs of hounds. That is my rider for July, and then lots of equine shows yet to be confirmed. I've got 3 weekends in a row in July. August is going to be very busy for me. I can't see it slacking off any time before Christmas.
Well, as you can see, Ben is our official social network media, etc. Ben, any questions, as this has been your first Lincolnshire show and first Indeed Location Report?
Indeed, from one Ben to another. What's been your highlight so far from today, and what about previous years? Is there anything that you think other viewers or other people who may be listening, if they want to come next year, or have got an idea of coming next year, what do you recommend they come and see?
The one thing that I think Lincolnshire does exceptionally well year after year, and is consistent in doing so, is actually highlighting rural business and the huge variety that there is. For example, you have everything from... I bumped into a lady today who was weaving with dog hair. Oh, it's a little bit kitsch. Through to the big agricultural sales. You've also got the livestock competitions, which are still a big thing, even though Lincoln is mainly pastoral. You know, it's not...
Well, the quality of the Lincoln Red and the way in which the cattle have been developed, and when we had our rural correspondent Lou Bevin with us yesterday, even though some of the class sizes have been slightly down, overall the quality is unquestioned.
Oh, absolutely. And I must admit, this year I have noticed it has been quieter. I think that's in part to do with the weather. It's been exceptionally hot, exceptionally close. And you know, and I feel for anyone who was working the full day yesterday.
And finally, Ben, for folk who actually say, we want to find out more about Ben Skipper, is there a website we can go to? How can we book him? What's the best way to find you?
Gosh, it makes me sound like a secret agent. Oh, actually, I've got a Facebook presence, Forest Degree in Photography. I don't do weddings and baptisms, don't do anything like that. I do
even if they've got horses?
If they've got horses, yeah, of course, then they're like a shot. Horses, dogs, and people are what I specialise in. And I also do freelance writing, so if you have or are involved in an activity which you feel highlights a country sport, drop me a line. I'd love to meet up with you.